You're listening to SBS News.
For several days, the ALP has been criticising the Coalition for seeking preferences from Clive Palmer. Labor leader Bill Shorten says the deal will contribute to more chaos in the Senate.
The Morrison government is so desperate that when you vote for Scott Morrison, you're voting for the Morrison, Palmer, Hanson government. Australians are sick of the circus of Australian politics. A vote for Mr. Morrison pretty much guarantees Mr. Palmer in the Senate, Ms. Hanson in the Senate, and more chaos for 3 years.
But Clive Palmer says Labor also tried to convince him to exchange preferences. He says he spoke to Labor Senator Anthony Chisholm on several occasions about a potential deal, so it's hypocritical for Labor to be criticising the Coalition for doing the same thing.
Shorten's attack against the Liberal Party highlights the double standards and a fatal flaw in his character. He'll say anything to reach his objective. He's just desperate. The Labor Party and Shorten were happy to deal on preferences with the United Australia Party, and they wanted them, but they were bad losers.
Clive Palmer says he's deposited $7 million in a solicitor's trust account to repay workers left out of pocket following the collapse of his Queensland nickel refinery. He says the workers will need to come forward and verify that they were working for the company and qualify for the payment. When asked about the Coalition's preparedness to deal with Clive Palmer, Scott Morrison says there are worse alternatives.
We think, frankly, Bill Shorten and the Greens, Labor and the Greens, would be far worse for the economy. And Clive Palmer thinks the same, and the United Australia Party thinks the same. That's why he knocked back their begging for his preferences.
In the lead-up to tonight's leaders' debate in Perth, Scott Morrison promised to build 3 new naval ships in Western Australia, as well as pledging extra money for cybersecurity. Labor defended its childcare measures, which include boosting childcare subsidies and boosting wages for early childhood workers. Bill Shorten says those workers deserve special consideration.
So we have deliberately said that we think the early childhood educators is an area where the normal system's not working. If you're in the private sector, say you're in the media or say you're in mining or say you're in, I don't know, manufacturing, you can go and bargain with your boss to try and get a wage rise. But the fact of the matter is childcare has a lot of government funding. So when the government funding's tight, there is simply no money for the wage rise. So if you like, childcare workers are caught in a catch-22 by the economics of childcare. If we don't put more money into the industry, then you can never get a wage rise. And if you never get a wage rise, we keep churning the good workers.
But Scott Morrison warns Labor is conducting a spendathon and can't be trusted to manage Australia's economy.
Economics 101 for Bill Shorten. Put a big subsidy in, it pushes the prices up. It's the same for fodder when you're dealing with the drought, or it's the same for dealing with childcare or any other area of public expenditure. You've got to be careful about how you're managing the budget. Bill Shorten is spending like there's no tomorrow. They've learnt nothing while they've been in opposition. And if they get back into government, you can expect them to spend, 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 and you'll pay for it. You'll pay for it.
Greg Dyett, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.